Welcome, everybody, to episode 547 of RP Grinders on this, this wacky start to this problem, man. I don't know,
we
man.
We finally got our first Frank fail of the year.
Oh, how dare you. I never fail. That's not even a thing, Eric, and you're exiled, you son of a bitch. No, this is Comcast fail, man. They are the worst, one of the worst companies, if not the worst company in the United States, I'd say. You know how everybody usually complains that EA is the worst company in the United States, especially with gaming? I think Comcast is at the top of that heap, period. They fucking suck, and they overcharge, and you don't get
them. And they have an absolute monopoly. Yes,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you don't. Yeah, I mean, they overcharge for. I mean, and then there's like,
because they have a fucking monopoly. Which
yes.
Last time I checked was illegal in this country. Yet we allow the cable companies to have an absolute total monopoly.
Yeah, you know what? Why? How they justify it not being a monopoly break? And this is another reason why Bernie Sanders would be the way to go, man. He's gonna break up those fucking monopolies. Like, they're regional, right? Like, there's Time Warner on the east, and there's Cox in the south, and Comcast everywhere else, and that's how they get away around that fucking monopoly. But there's no competition. There's like nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it's Comcast or nothing. I mean, there's one other company.
We're having bad audio issues.
Yeah, that was weird. Holy crap. I don't even know what that was, man. I think Breakman did it. I just blame Breakman. Just two. But, wow, that was something else. Sorry, guys out there. Hopefully everything's better now. The audio seems better on my end. It's just, I don't know what's going on here. I think it's just Comcast issue, man. Like, it just makes me sick. But anyways, we got a healthy chat room in there. Commander Roots in there. Host Me Raffle is back in the chat. Zana Kyber's back. And, of course, our good friend Wyland. And I'm sure a host of others will be in chat. Sorry about that, guys. But we were just talking about Comcast monopoly. I don't know what you guys have over in your area. But, you know.
Spectrum.
Yeah, Spectrum, that's another fucking monopoly.
Technically, they're just Charter now.
Yeah, same thing. Charter's another fucking... I mean, the cable companies are all just junk. They're junk. They're fucking junk. They have super fast internet, but it's overpriced and...
See, that's not even true. It's super, super Y internet.
Yeah, well, it's just super priced is what it is.
I mean, the only other options you have are... if you can get them like satellite or whatever the phone company's offering, and satellite is fantastic, but nobody has that for one thing. And then the phone, well, you know, it is what it is. Like, you can get high speed, but it's very sparse throughout the country and stuff like that. They were trying to expand it at one point, but I think it wasn't selling as well as they expected. So.
Yeah, I wish they would get fiber here, and then things would just be better, like more, you know, competitive. Or if Google did their over-the-air stuff, that would be even better still. You know, then it would be supposedly free. Google's supposedly working on a free high-speed option, which would be cool. You just watch a couple of ads at the beginning, and you're good to go. You know, it's sort of like the VPN I have. You know, I have a VPN, but you watch ads, and you get, like, hours of VPN, you know. But, man. Anyways, we got to get started. We're going to do headlines mostly only unless there's something pressing that we need to talk about. So, Eric, why don't we go ahead and get started with this.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, take it away.
I don't know. Should we even bother? I mean, you don't want to, apparently.
What? Do the news? No, I'm down, dude. I mean, if unless there's something super game announcements, dates. That I mean, yeah. There you go. Just okay, the dates.
Conception Plus coming west, and it's somewhere in 2020. And let's see. I need to load it up. And okay, no, it does have a date. I was thinking of some other game. North America and Europe, North America is the 5th and Europe's the 8th.
Okay.
And this is a remake of the PSP game that we never got. We got the sequel.
I do remember a Conception game.
It's coming to PS4, Switch, and Steam.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
An English dub option, which is interesting.
That is interesting. Was there an English dub at the beginning, like when it first came out? I don't remember.
Two didn't have one.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
It might have, but I could be wrong about that. But it's been a long time since I played Conception 2.
What kind of game is it? Is it action RPG?
No, it's a turn-based RPG with dating sim elements and suggestive scenes that troll the player that into thinking that they're having sex.
Sweet. That perked up breaks in my ears quite a bit, man. We need
it's
to play
got some,
this.
It's got some interesting, like, what they call it, God's Blessing Edition, and then the Day One Edition, like, bonuses.
Yeah, I did see that. What's in a beach towel? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's something different. You usually don't see a beach towel.
Yeah, it's a suggestive series, which suggests a lot of things, man. I mean, you know, it's got that whole Japanese like.
Also, your character is apparently called God's Gift because you're God's gift to people, I guess.
That's funny. All right, let's move on to the next story, bro.
I think the conceit of the first game was, strangely enough, that you could play as either a girl or a boy.
Yeah. Well, that's always a good choice.
For whatever reason, in Conception 2, they just made it.
Yeah. All right, let's get started with the next story, break.
Probably because they wanted actual character development for the girls.
Yeah.
Oh. Coming to us live from RPG site, Death End Request 2, first trailer story and character detail from Famitsu. Blah, 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 skipping ahead, takes place in Liz Sholo, a town located among the mountains in a certain region. A church is built at the center of the town, which also doubles as a girl's dormitory. The three new heroines, Mai, Rot, and Liliana. Rot? I'm like, what the fuck? She got ripped off in the name department.
It could be real if it's spelled like Lot. So.
It's spelled R-O-T-T. I mean...
Okay.
I guess that's either Rot or Rot.
Maybe it's still pronounced the same way, though, because I've seen things pronounced like that.
Either way, that's still a shitty name. Rot or Rot. Yeah. both bad. All right, anything else?
So anyway, they live in the dormitory, blah, blah, blah. There's more about the story and the characters, and Frank doesn't really care about any of this, so that's about it.
It's not that bad, the first game wasn't that bad, so you should probably check that out.
The poster art is really cool, but they didn't. The trailer, I played the trailer, and there's nothing going on in the trailer. I don't understand, like,
they only announced it, really.
Yeah, there should be they should have, like, a teaser gameplay or something, but nothing. But I don't know. I'm down. I mean, anytime Death is in the title, I'm totally down. All right, let's move on
to... It sounds like it's going to try to work on the issues that some of the complaints the first game had. It was where they didn't dive in on the horror aspect enough.
Yeah.
There's a horror aspect?
Yeah. Basically, it involves urban legends.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the first game was more but less about you being stuck in the VR world.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Marvelous announces a remake of Harvest Moon, Friends of Mineral Town for Nintendo Switch. And there's some stuff. Let's see. Original release for Nintendo Game Boy Advance in 2003. Stories of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Town is a complete remake that will let series fans revisit the charming world of Mineral Town. Jeez, that's what a name.
Well, I think the original title was called Reunion of Mineral Town.
Yeah.
But they renamed it for some reason.
Yeah. So that's cool. I mean, a Harvest Moon remake. I mean, I know that there is definitely a following for Harvest Moon. And that, I remember that
game. There has to be as many titles as it gets released.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Harvest Moon's a big deal.
This is apparently one of the better Harvest Moon games. Though,
yeah.
So.
I haven't heard super bad things about any of the Harvest Moon games, man. They all look very charming and cute.
Unless they're ones developed by Natsume, just avoid those.
Yeah, those are the ones.
I can imagine this is an easier sell for a lot of parents, you know. Oh, wait, you don't kill anything in this game? Did they take magic mushrooms to get more powerful? No, there's none of that.
That's a good point, Break Man. Like, I really wish they would, like, almost all games would have, like, a pacifist option.
Yeah, our art style is really cutesy looking. It doesn't look like the last game did.
Yeah.
So when do you get a gun in this game?
No guns, man. Come on, man. These are cute horses and shit.
You mean there's not a part in the game where you fight Raditz and then he shoots you with a bullet that you shot at it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Eric, let's do the next story.
Next story is that Warsaw, which is a game that is a military tactical RPG.
By title alone, it kind of sounds like that. Yeah.
About said time period.
Yeah.
But coming to PC on September 4th, and the Steam page is up so you can look at it there. But it's also set to release on PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, it looks like sort of like that game Darkest Dungeon in a way. I kind of get that feel from the art style, but set in, like, you know, obviously World War II and Warsaw. But I guess that's cool. I mean, I haven't heard of that type of game getting that treatment, so there you go. I find it interesting there's even civilians apparently that are, you know, I mean, that's hardly ever shown in these games, you know, like innocent civilians getting killed in a war game. All right, Break, let's do the next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, NIS America to release Langrisser 1 and 2 in North America and in Europe in 2020. Wow.
Yeah.
So this actually happened. We've talked about that before.
Yes, we have.
I don't think we said. I think our thoughts were no, it won't. So,
so we were proven wrong.
No, I think our thoughts were probably will, but we don't know.
Yeah. Maybe I don't remember actually what we agreed on. Anyway, so the remake will be contained in the first two games in Langrisser series, which released in Japan earlier this year. These classic strategy RPG games were originally released for the Sega Mega Drive in 1991 and 1994. Wow. This is not the first time these games have been remade. They were done on the PlayStation in 1997. The character redesigns were created by Ryo Naki, known for the R. Tanelico series, through a DLC released in Japan, which allowed players to use original designs by Satoshi Urushihara. Urushihara.
Yeah.
The game's musical score has been rearranged by Noriyuki Iwadari. Iwadari?
Yeah.
Okay. Darway.
Darway. Got it.
Darway. Sorry.
Okay. Start over.
you only misheard because you were speaking over me, but Noriyuki Iwadari.
Iwadari. Okay. He's the original composer. So, there's the store, there's the games, there's a... Okay, Langrisser 1, the forces of darkness are descending upon the kingdom of Balde. Take up your sword as Prince Ledin and discover the evil that lies in the heart of the Dallas Empire.
Yeah.
Langrisser 2, the forces of darkness once again threaten the realm. Thrust in between warring factions, it's up to our hero Elwyn to navigate this war and determine which path will bring peace to the conflict.
Yeah, like, the thing with 2 is that unlike the first game where it was a set story, you can choose to be evil in the second game.
Oh, that's kind of nice. That's a nice
That is interesting. I'm a lot more interested now. Key features: a blade honed to perfection. Experience two classic titles with new art, music, and presentation. Modernizing a timeless tale, perfectly retuned gameplay for the modern SRPG feel.
Tale as old as time. No, I'm not gonna sing it. I was just being reminded of that song, Breakman. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Langrisser and Alhazard, two legendary swords, two legendary tales, brought back to life with new localization and a new character.
I looked at the before and after, like the old school game and now the new. They did a really good job, like updating the visuals. It's pretty impressive. So check it out.
The soundtrack has its own appeal, but I think I like the original soundtrack a little bit more.
Yeah.
The collector's edition, or they're calling it limited edition, for $79.99 will include a game, visual book, original 2-disc soundtrack, Songs of War 3-disc soundtrack, collector's box, and collectible art cards.
Yeah.
So there are 5 music freaking discs with this collection. Wow.
Yeah,
well, there's a lot. I mean, the soundtracks to both these games originally weren't very large, but I'm assuming they're throwing in the various remixes.
Yeah. Cash Bear is in chat. Welcome.
Well, it looks like there's going to be the original 2-disc soundtrack, which is, I'm guessing, the original music, and then the 3-disc Songs of War is probably going to be the remakes.
Yeah.
Which will probably be bigger, too.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeons
Just,
in
like,
chat.
Not only do we get, like, the remakes of the PlayStation era, but we got the Switch remake, and then we've got the original soundtrack release for Der Langrisser 2, which was from the Super Famicom, which most people will regard as not being as good as the Mega Drive version because it just sounds like garbage.
Yeah. All right, Dungeons in chat. Welcome on in, Dungeon, our good friend Dungeons in chat. Welcome back. Let's go to the next story from Gamatsu. Robotics Notes Elite coming west for PS4, Switch, and PC in 2020, followed by Robotics Notes Dash. So I don't know what the hell the...
That sounds like more like an instruction manual than a game.
I know. Dude, I don't understand like that. Like, I don't know if it's just weird translations from Japanese to English or
no.
It's just
Japan being weird.
Being weird. That's what I was gonna say, Eric. I don't know if it's translation or just weirdness.
I think like with the Steins Gate and the Chaos Child and the Robotics Notes, I think they're trying to go for like these all have in some way have to do with technology in some capacity. So we're doing it like a line break. Code or something.
Yeah. Here's some of the key features. Mystery and Tenegashima. Travel the island of Tenegashima and use the phone droid to unlock the secret sealed away by Ko Kimijima. The story you want to tell. Branching storylines allow you to pursue the endings you want to see with each character. A dream worth dying for. Only you can help the robot club pursue its dream of building a life-size gun barrel. I don't know what that is, but there you go. The trailer looks very stylish. No gameplay, of course. It's more of an animated trailer, but
it doesn't matter since the Elite Science Gate and Robotics Notes games are basically using footage from the anime series.
Yeah, I mean that's okay. I mean I don't.
And then like they'll like take a still from like scene from the show, and then they'll do dialogue like normal.
Yeah. Only thing is, I don't like giving them a pass. Like, just like I don't like giving people that do CGI trailers a pass. Like, I want to see a little bit of gameplay. You know?
You're reading, so the gameplay is your reading.
Yeah, but like, I mean, they could
so
show.
They kind of have to like do stuff like that.
No,
otherwise they'd be showing off the entire game.
No, that's not true, Eric. Every time we have a trailer for a visual novel, you get a couple of screens with, you know, a couple of lines of dialogue, and you can kind of see the flow of the game. That's what I'm saying. Like, just give me a couple of screens. That's it.
But that's boring. That's why they don't do it. They probably tested this.
Oh, boy. All right, Eric, let's go on to...
I don't like focus testing, but I think when it comes to visual novels, I think it's a smart idea to just avoid doing...
No, because you get to show off some of the artwork. I mean, that's the whole attraction to a lot of those visual novels is the artwork, Eric. And that... I mean, I think it's a shame that you're not showing off actual artwork from the game. But speaking of visual novels, Eric, next story.
next story is Star-Crossed Myth, which is a visual Otome visual novel for the Nintendo Switch. And it's coming sometime later this year. It was first launched for iOS and Android in 2014, which would explain why it looks a little dated. But it's coming so, at least so far to the Nintendo eShop. But it has a much longer name from its original release. Star-Crossed Myth: The Department of Wishes is the new title for the localization. But the name of the developer is called Voltage.
I like the whole astrology theme that it's got going on. That's actually kind of cool. I mean, I'm not.
So are we playing as like Sega Cheris and all
Yes. Yep. I'm looking at the trailer and it's got like the God of Cancer.
There's a character named Huidhat, but I'm pretty sure that translates to one of the constellations.
Yeah.
So is Gemini twins and there's a threesome?
Yes, there are twins. I did see the Gemini.
And there is a threesome. Nice.
Exactly, man. I mean, that's the whole
thing. This game has a threesome.
The girl that gets the date and bang one of the stars.
There you go.
Nope, two of them, Gemini.
Yeah, there's going to be more information soon on that one for sure. So, all right, break next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. River City Girls launches September 5th for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Blah, 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 blah. Key features. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'll go on a little bit.
I like it.
Sorry. Now, why are you stupid thing taking forever to scroll? River City Girls will launch digitally for PlayStation 9. I already said that. And Humble Bundle on September 5th for $29.99. Rated E10 plus by ESRB, River City Girls will be available. Why am I repeating the same shit? Now I'm just going to the key features because now I'm irritated.
Yeah, there you go.
Furious beat 'em up action for one or two players, stunning pixel art graphics plus anime and manga cutscenes. I mean, really, they repeated the
same times.
Goddamn sentence three times in this thing.
Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah, go ahead.
Fantastic soundtrack featuring Nate Wants to Battle, Chipsil, Christina V, and Megan McDuffie. Six large city regions to fight through, complete with shops and side quests. Loads of weapons, items, and abilities to power up your heroines. Guest appearances by classic River City characters.
This looks really good. I haven't played it. I don't know if Eric has played it, but you retweeted the other day.
Not out yet. How could I have fucking played it?
Because you're a game tester who does get to play games before they come out.
That and also this was...
I'm not a tester. I'm a reviewer.
Reviewer. Sorry.
Yeah. And also this game came out in a, I think, a PC bundle before, right? Or did...
No.
It's new.
Okay. You retweeted something, Eric, the other day. It was from one of the people that did the beginning music. I thought that song was really cool. It had a really cool opening theme. So this is something to look forward to. I've seen videos on this, and I'm interested. It looks like classic.
$30 is a lot to ask for a digital title, though.
That is a lot of money. I'm going to definitely wait on a sale, but, man.
Yeah. Or wait for a physical release, because then at least that would justify that cost.
Yeah, it looks really good, though. It looks like a really good beat-em-up with chicks. I mean,
that's the only thing that's holding it back, I think, is the price.
Yep,
yeah, I think this is a $20 game by look. Yeah. And which isn't, like, dissing the game at all.
Right.
I know some people, like, you say it's a $20. No, that's not a bad thing, necessarily.
It doesn't have the production values of, say, Shantae Half Genie Hero did.
Yeah, right. But I mean, it does look fun. Like, I want to play this. I would like to play this online with one of you guys. That would be cool. You know, like just.
You can always pretend it's Scott Pilgrim versus the World because you can't play that game anymore.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Never played that game, so.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Metal Wolf Chaos XD launches August 6th, and it'll retail on Steam, Xbox One and PS4 for $24.99.
Dungeon Rooster is here. So it's like, are you gonna? So we can fight for our own justice on August 8th.
Were people clamoring for a remake of this game?
Yes, people have been clamoring for a remake of
Not a
this
large
game.
contingent of people, and this is a remaster and not a remake, but
Yeah,
we
well,
won in some
remaster, yeah.
capacity.
Oh, apparently Dungeon Buster was one of those people. I'm sorry. I meant, yay!
No,
It's coming.
look, Dungeon's been waiting for it. I know Dungeon's been waiting
It
for
never
it.
came out to the West, but you could get it on the Xbox
Yep.
imported because it didn't have any region protections on it.
Yeah, I remember that. It's a decent looking game. I never played it, but
Also, this will shut people up when they talk about From Software games and how they should be super hard because they're all like Dark Souls. No, you bitch. There's other games that are much harder.
Eric calling people bitches is classic,
Pretty
man.
funny.
That's awesome, man. All right, Eric.
This is from the silly side of From Software.
Yeah, it's one of, Dungeon says it's like one of the most outrageous games ever made, which is why people wanted it so bad. And it's really fun, and that's the whole thing. That's why people play games, is to have fucking fun. You know, I mean, come on.
I assume at least a quarter of this game's insanity made its way into Metal Gear Solid Rising or Vengeance.
Yeah, I can see that, man. Like I can like from what I've seen videos on this game, and it does look batshit crazy, man. It looks something
It is
straight out
pretty
of.
weird that a game where you play the President of the United States did not come out in America.
Well, I wonder why, man.
We could always pretend that the Vice President is Trump.
Oh God,
Yes.
yeah. Let's
Actually,
do that.
this actually looks like a lot of fun.
It does look.
That's
It
what I'm watching
does.
this video.
It does, man. Looks like a blast,
I
man.
think it's coming out on everything.
Yeah, I might pick this up. Now that the menus are in English, I might understand what some of the dossiers actually say. Dungeon says you got to get Google Translator, man. Like just
He
Google.
said it's Dungeon Bus says super fun, and
Yeah,
I trust his judgment.
I
So.
do
It was
trust.
pretty import friendly, aside from the menus being in Japanese, because the voice acting was in English.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Eric, next story, please.
Also, I think the XD is supposed to be like a joke for the emoticons.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's go on with
Damn,
the
this does
next.
look a lot of fun.
It does.
Blowing shit up.
Yep,
I love blowing shit
it
up.
does look like a lot of fun, man. Like a
It's
ton of
just too
fun.
bad it didn't make the Independence Day release date.
Yeah.
All right.
That would have been actually really fun, Independence Day. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We got Hatsune Miku games. Hatsune Miku Project Diva Mega 39 is announced for Nintendo Switch.
What it
And this is the latest Project Diva game, which I think this is actually a port of the arcade release.
What is
But
it?
it's going to feature 101 songs. 100 songs from the history of the series, including one new song, so that's where the 101 comes from.
Is this a beat-based game, Eric, or what
Yeah, the
type?
rhythm game.
Yeah. Okay, rhythm game. That's what I meant. Dungeon says, "Sir, they've turned the White House into the Fight House." Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Dungeon. I love stuff like that. And you're right, Breakman. Stuff that doesn't take itself too seriously is great. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Still Loading. What the shit, Hirokomatsu? Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Imperial Saga Eclipse announced for PC and smartphone browsers. So, yeah, let's see here. Closed beta test is planned for July 29th to August 5th. You can apply up until the 14th of July if you'd like the beta test. So, there you go.
Yep, and there's absolutely no gameplay in the trailer, so that's
Yeah,
about
we have
it.
no. I mean, there's there's a little description of the story, but who cares about the story when you don't even know what the fucking plan is?
That's why I'm like, look, sometimes we just gotta do fucking
It's
headlines.
a Saga game, but it's a mobile game, so it's Saga Gacha.
Oh God, man, even worse. Dennis says one of the missions in that chaos game is that you battle an admiral to save Miami from quote unquote white slavery.
What? All the Aboriginal life on Hawaii decided to enslave white people.
Oh, you know what would make like a revisionist, a really cool revisionist history is like the Native Americans actually won and enslaved like the pilgrims and stuff when they came over. I think that would, I wonder if there's like a book or a novel like that out there. That would be really fucking cool. So, all right, Imperial Saga Eclipse coming out soon on mobile, etc. We don't know what.
Not on mobile, on PC.
Oh, on PC. I'm sorry, I missed.
Well, it
PC.
Did say smartphones, but I thought this game had already launched on smartphones. Maybe it means like a global release.
That's what I thought too. I thought it did too for some reason, Eric. But I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
If it's coming to PC though, that means Steam and that means international release.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the last story. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Sinnoh will release worldwide July 18, 2019. It has a global release date, which I just told you. Let's see. Well, now officially, okay, July 18th. Jesus Christ. In addition, the release date and update on pre-registration campaign has been released. Sinnoh Alice site now says that everyone who pre-registers will get 300 Twilight Crystals. It's another one of those type of games.
Yeah, it's a gacha game.
Yep.
But apparently there's a story behind it, so that's another reason to play.
Yeah, okay. And it's got like a thing going on with Nier Automata and stuff like that. So,
well, it's made by Yoko Taro, so that's why.
All right. Next story and last story, Eric.
Last story is that Yo-Kai Watch 4 is coming to the West. We kind of already knew this was probably going to happen, but it's also nice to hear it when they actually say something about it. But it was announced at Anime Expo, which is going on right now in LA.
Sweet.
We'll have more info about other games, hopefully, by the end of next week. Because I think Gamescom is also next week.
Yeah. Dungeon says one of the nice things about Metal Wolf Chaos on the Xbox was that he could sub his own soundtracks. Why don't they have more stuff like that, where you can put in your own music to games?
I don't know. Like, I miss that feature.
I do, too.
Games like... Project Gotham Racing, like, the game was fun, but it had such a terrible soundtrack.
Yeah, you could put in your own soundtrack. Like, I'd put in like something like Pantera's Far Beyond Driven or something, and that would make the game like even more exciting. You know, I don't know, man. It just whatever. But anyways, Yo-Kai Watch 4 confirmed.
I heard Yo-Kai Watch 4 is really fun, but apparently it's not selling all that well. But I think that just means that it's still selling and making a profit at a decent clip. It's just compared to previous releases and compared to the success of Pokemon, it's really down now.
Yeah, yeah. Dunn says he really...
Which means that people are probably almost done with the series.
Yeah. Dunn says he really misses that feature, yeah. What we were talking about. I do too, man. That was a great feature of the Xbox, man. That's like one of the appeal to that system was you can... some of the games you could put in your own,
I mean, like Tony Hawk. Like, I played so many of the Tony Hawk games, and over and over again. It's the Blitzkrieg Bop. Okay, it's a good song. Okay, for the 50th time, I'm sick of it though.
I totally agree. All right, that was the news. So let's move on to.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Homie discounts. Plus games for July, Eric. I think you added this. I got to talk about this. So, but what are the games, Eric?
Well, the strange thing is, before, people probably complained about it, and then they quickly fixed it by saying it was, and tried to cover it up by saying one of the games was a mistake. It was going to be, instead of Detroit Become Human, it was going to be Pro Evolution Soccer.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Along with Horizon Chase Turbo.
Yeah, Horizon Chase Turbo is fine. That's one of those, like, you know, fun little racing games, but, you know, kind of arcadey racing games. But here's the problem I got. I wasn't excited for Pro Evolution Soccer, but at least it was something different. And Sony did a bullshit move here, and I'll tell you why.
Well, they were going to try to put two sports games in the PS Plus, which is just, where's the variety? There's no variety.
It's not
especially
even that.
When you only put out two games per.
Yeah, game. They should up their deal to three or four games because fucking Xbox does. They do four games, 3 to 4 games every fucking month. So, but PlayStation Plus should really step up their game. And let me tell you why I'm really upset at this whole thing. Not because they replaced PES with Detroit Become Human, but
David Cage.
Hold on. They just had a fucking sale on Detroit Become Human, the deluxe version, which that's what they're giving away, the deluxe version. They just had a sale for $11, which I thought was a fantastic sale, and I picked it up. And a week after that, week and a half after that, they added
it. You could own the license, so you don't have to worry about your plus.
I agree, but I'm always going to fucking renew my plus, man. Like the plus is my go-to thing. Like that's
haven't done it in months because I just haven't had a need to play online.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't play online either, but I do enjoy the free games if it's not something I already fucking have. And this bullshit bait-and-switch thing...
Yeah, I'll probably resubscribe once I finally get the itch to play one of those games.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, they had such a great sale, and I got it on the Days of Play sale. And I picked up Detroit Become Human, and then all of a sudden on Plus now and to boot it replaced another game on there which I didn't have. And that fucking pisses me off, man. I don't know. To me it was a bunch of bullshit. So, but anyways, there's all kinds of sales going on. There's a Capcom sale, so you can pick up Devil May Cry for I think they're giving it like a 30% discount, bringing it down to like less than $40. Monster Hunter is only 20, and that's a fantastic game. I barely played any of it, but it's definitely a good game. And I got it for 20 back in the day when they had a super special. But now I think it's going to become pretty common that game is 20. So there's all kinds of Capcom stuff.
They're still talking about Mix in chat. It's like, does anybody want to buy me Daemon X Machina?
Yeah, not me, man. I'm poor. I'm poorer than poor. Which brings me to the humble PlayStation bundle. You pay anywhere between $1 and $15. If you pay the $15, you get all 9 games. It includes Grim Fandango, Bard's Tale. I know Shadow Warriors 2 was on there. So normally that game alone is $40, $30, $40. So that's a great price for that bundle. There was another. Oh, Killing Floor 2 was another one of the big titles. Talos. So Talos is including that. There's a bunch of in that humble PlayStation bundle. So I did end up picking that up because $15 for 9 games, I thought that was a really, really good deal. Nothing to note on the Xbox or Nintendo that I saw. So let's move on to... Dear Break Man, what do we got?
Who? No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
It's all good, man.
You had a conversation going with Dr. Evil. I'm not gonna the villain podcast. I'm not gonna read all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Let's see here. The first thing we got on here is actually from Slegar, who said we need a Wednesday edition.
A Wednesday edition of Grinders. That's interesting. Maybe we could do it like once a month.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe like
Maybe we need to find a day that's like the most popular evening because Fridays are probably like this is the night where a lot of people are doing stuff and yeah, I know. It. And then like Sunday night is like the night everybody has the podcast.
Yeah, you know, no, we've been doing all right on Friday nights, man, yeah. And we've been gaining traction on Twitch. I'm actually really happy. Tade's in chat. S1 Faka's back in chat. So we're gaining traction. Okay. So I like the Friday, but I do like the idea of like a companion RP Grinders on maybe a Wednesday or something. I don't know, Slegar. It's food for thought. I'll definitely think about that. And if these guys want to do something, I also have another really good idea. I'm going to talk to these guys after the show about a one-off RP Grinders on our regular time slot. So I meant to do it today, but... Companion Grinders Dungeon says, yeah. I don't know, man. I've been really thinking about that. Like maybe doing the news on Wednesday or something, and then you know that way we can free up Fridays for everything else. But I don't know. We'll talk about it. I definitely hear the suggestion, Slegar. I've been thinking about that for
maybe
a long time.
MXT will actually be able to listen to us.
Yeah, right. MXT. Yeah, he'll say, "Oh yeah, I'm down for that," and then not listen. So you know how MXT is, man. Mr. Unreliable. Matter of fact, I think he won people's prize for the year for most unreliable chatter. So, you know, but no, Slager, I hear you, dude. And I'm thinking of different things. So that might be something in the future. It's not going to happen right away, but it's something to think about. All right, Breakman, what else do we got?
Okay, this one comes from ZMB Anonymous, which is Zombie Anonymous.
Yeah, Freak their, 5. Freak 5 was supposed to call in today. I hope he's listening. Call in, you son of a bitch. But anyways, go ahead.
Anyway, he says, ask Breakman, because he refuses to say Dear Breakman for whatever reason. Son of a bitch. sorry, was that loud? Anyway, you were bringing...
I was just going to say, just call him a son of a bitch like I do all the time, man. That's always, you know, popular with the chatters and fans out there. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great idea to always insult your listeners.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
When you are bringing a family member who has to work on a holiday lunch from the family barbecue, should you bring them some side dishes also, or should they be happy with a hamburger and two hot dogs?
Got to go with the sides, man. I mean, you have to have at least one side, like some potato salad or macaroni salad or something. You can't just go with all meat, you know, type diet.
Well, let me get this straight. So you're going to go out of your way to give somebody something?
Yes, I am. Only for my own benefit, though, Breakman. I mean, just think about it. Do you like just eating, like, I mean, I understand, like, I can't eat hamburgers anymore because they fuck up my stomach. But let's say hot dogs, for instance. Can you imagine just like eating like a hot dog without like, you know, like chips on the side or something? Like, you can. It's sort of like mashed potatoes without the gravy. You can eat it, but it's just not the same. You need that side. I say go all the way. Buy one or two sides just for your own reasons, not for anybody else. You know what I'm saying, Breakman? Like just you got to do something for yourself, you know?
No, I think you misunderstood the question.
What was the
this
question?
This isn't about you.
Well,
this is doing something for somebody else.
Right, but you know.
You're bringing them the sides.
Yes.
You're not eating it.
Yeah, like a get-together, right? That was the original. Read the question
again.
Okay,
let me read it again.
Yeah.
When you were bringing it, so that there's been a party and your family member's working, they can't be there. When you're bringing a family member who has to work on a holiday, lunch from the family barbecue.
Okay, I get it.
Should you bring them some side dishes also, along with the hamburger hot dogs? Or should they just be happy that they got a hamburger and hot dogs?
This puts a little different spin on it. I still say the same, man. That's kind of jacked up, man. Like, you wouldn't want somebody like bringing you just a hamburger without like chips or something on the side. Like,
I'm still completely confused by. So you went to a party and you had all this food and you enjoyed yourself, and instead of like going home or doing something, you know, whatever you want to do. You decide to take some food to somebody else?
Well, yeah, like friends or family, like, or something. Haven't you ever done that, Breakman? I mean, like,
you're helping somebody. What?
Okay, check this out, Breakman. I'll break it down for you, Breakman. Let's say you go to a party, right? And you have a family member that can't be there, right? Like, let's say it's a brother or something, and you're going to go visit that brother right after. You know,
why? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Why are we going there?
Does
he have something for him? Does he owe me money?
Yes,
he owes
you money.
Money, doesn't he?
He owes you money.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
He ain't getting no hamburgers. He owes you money.
Okay, let's say he invited you over to play video games or something, Breakman. He wants you to check out the latest, fucking Spider-Man game or something, you know, like, and you're like, you've been itching to play it. So you go over there and he asks you in jest, you know, could you bring me some food from the party? Yeah, bring the side, man. Bring the side. I say bring the side. Be nice for a change. I know that's not in Freak 5's nature to be nice to anybody, but and yours too, apparently, Breakman. But, you know.
But yeah, I'll tell you a story. When I was working at the store that's no longer in business anymore, I had to work on the holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Boo.
And while working on Thanksgiving, one of the customers brought me in, like, they brought me turkey, they brought me some stuffing, mashed potatoes, and everything else. I tell you what, that made my day.
Now, what
it really
if,
did.
What if they hadn't brought the sides, is the question. They just brought you just
I would have thrown it in their face.
Yeah.
And get the fuck out of my store.
Totally
no
agree.
Mashed potato, you fucking asshole.
I
fuck
totally
out of
agree.
My store.
I totally agree. You would have banned them from coming into your store after that. Yeah. See? Yeah.
And so then I would have sent them a bill later.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. What do you say, Eric? Do you take the sides or just leave the sides out?
Normally, the only kind of side I care about is mashed potatoes. So,
so you're like, fuck that. I'm not taking nobody, everything. Dungeon says, you, sir, are now on our secret customer blacklist. Exactly. Exactly.
You brought me mashed potatoes with no gravy, you motherfucker.
That's... See, that's what I'm saying.
The last time I'll ever see you.
You can't have the mashed potatoes without the gravy. I mean, you could. It's sort of like rock music. You can have rock music without the bass, but it's sort of like having mashed potatoes without the gravy. You know what I'm saying? You need that bass line in there. I don't know. I'm totally down with the sides. You got to treat people as you want to be treated, I guess. You know. All right. Anything else, Break?
No, unfortunately. Okay. I love that question.
That's a great question.
I'm guessing that there was a party for somebody that in his family, and he brought them just a hamburger, and they weren't happy about it.
Dungeon said, see, this is my point exactly. Dungeon gets it. He's like, mashed potatoes with no gravy? Think about that when you try and return those ugly socks. Exactly, Dungeon. You get it. Dungeon gets it. See, Dungeon knows what I'm talking about. All right, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. What have you been playing?
A little bit of the pre-sequel, Borderlands pre-sequel. Not much. I did beat the DLC boss, which was
nice.
In the ass, because you had to beat him through different stages and shit.
At
least after you got to a certain point, it saved what stage you were on. But yeah. Still, like it was one of those bosses where you get him down a certain... You gotta lower his shield, and then you get his health down to a certain point, and then he goes into this whole conversation bullshit story plot, and then his shields go back all the way back up, and you gotta lower his shields again and start wailing on him and rinse and repeat. So annoying.
That type of shit is annoying.
But I get it. It's the game's designed for like four people. It's really designed for multiple people. So yeah. Boss fights like that are a bit tougher.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm totally in agreement with you. Dungeon says he's been playing Sinking City and Judgment. Sinking City is like the jankiest Cthulhu game. I heard it's got its own charm to it, though. Yeah, see, he says...
It's weirdly fun.
Yeah. It's janky, but fun. Even Sterling like says it's a shitty game, but he's compelled to play it. It's like one of those... not so much that it's so bad it's good type of games, but it's just, you know, it's just one of those games that you keep wanting to play, you know.
I hate this, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, exactly. And you keep playing it no matter what, you know. I got a game like that I'll talk about in a little bit. But all right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more London Detective Mysteria. I'm nearly done with it. Awesome. I just haven't had enough time to play with it because I've been trying to get Legend of Heroes Trails of Zero up. Finished, and that's finished, so I'll review that soon.
Nice. Anything else, Eric?
That's all I really played this week.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I mean, it has this survival thing where resources are scarce, but containers respawn their contents if you run away far enough and come back. So I never run out of ammo.
That'd be like playing the original... I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
That'd be like playing the original Resident Evil. All you gotta do is go into a different room to get your herbs and ammo back. Like, okay, I can just shoot everything. This game's easy. Well, fuck
yeah. Yeah, and then the remake made it even easier because you could glitch it to where you got like a rocket launcher and you could just rocket launcher everything, even like the dogs at the beginning and stuff. It's pretty cool. All right. I've been playing a little bit of MPQ, of course. Song of the Deep, which is an interesting game. It's a Metroidvania, but... You play as this chick in a submarine, which I thought was a little different to the whole Metroidvania kind of motif. The game that I was talking about...
Whoa. I got an important question.
Yeah.
Is it a yellow submarine?
It is not. I wished it was. It would have been...
It's yellowish.
It's got a yellow like piece to it, but it's not. It's got to be the whole yellow. I'm with you, Brake, for sure, man. And then we could all sing, you know. But no, we can't. And thank the developers, man. So far it's a fun game. It's
probably didn't get sued.
Yeah, they probably. Actually, how could they get sued for a yellow submarine? I mean, and I guess if they were using the music, then yeah. But whatever.
I was gonna say if like you could.
They probably left little... it. They probably left it not yellow because they'd be too tempted to do that, and then they get.
Maybe
if you could zoom in and see like little Ringo on it, then maybe they'll get sued. But you know, I think they'd be okay.
Yeah, you see like all kinds of references to the Beatles inside, and you click on things, and it like plays Beatles music, and so yeah, for sure. The game that I was talking about that's not really super great, but you keep compelled to play it is Unravel. I like Unravel. It's not the greatest. But it's got some unique mechanics. Like, you play as this little yarn doll. I'll have a review of it later. But I also played Dragon Age Inquisition. That's a fun game. I was on my Xbox for the first time in a long time playing that. I just got done playing a little bit of Little Nightmares. I finally got past this one little part that was giving me all kinds of fucking issues. I don't know if Dungeon's played it, but he's big on stealth. That game is all about stealth, man. Like, if ever there was a stealth type game, Little Nightmares is it, man. And I just have the hardest time with stealth. I also played a little bit of Fallen Legion. I got that with PlayStation Plus a while back, and I didn't get a chance to play it. It reminds me, it plays a little bit like Dragon's Crown, so that's a plus. It's not all action. It's like
I don't know. It feels like a very rough version of Valkyrie Profiles.
Yeah, sort of like Valkyrie Profiles. Like, it maps like certain attacks to each button. Like, for each character has its own button, and then you can like link attacks. It's kind of janky, but it's fun. I mean, the art style's okay, and I don't know. I don't see myself playing a ton of that game later, but I gave it a go.
I liked it enough to give it a 7 at least.
Yeah,
I don't know when I'll have time to truly dedicate myself to it.
Yeah, see, I feel the same way.
Especially since there's two games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got it for free, so I mean, I can't complain. I may at some point get back to it, but I'm getting through my backlog on the PS4 like a motherfucker, and then I got to work on the Xbox, and I'll get those taken care of too. I still got to do Alien Isolation on the Xbox, and I did mention Dragon Age Inquisition. There's quite a few that I have, like the Tomb Raider games and stuff like that on the Xbox. But I got stuff going on. So all right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, you have some reviews. Freak Five's in chat. He's gonna call us with his story. Remember from last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's if you're listening, Freak Five, it's RP Grinders. So there you go. All right, Eric.
All right, I saw Spider-Man Far From Home this week.
Okay, I'm gonna take myself up because
Spoiler free, Eric.
No, it's okay. Like, you can go into spoilers and stuff. No,
he cannot because
I haven't been in the mood to see a movie with what's been going on. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Eric, don't spoil. I want to see it, and I don't want to be spoiled. As much as you can.
It is the best MCU and Spider-Man movie.
What? Really? Wow. Cool. That's actually really good, Eric. Now, is it because of the plot? Is it because of the acting? What about Spider-Man Far From Home really tickles your fancy?
Well, I think, obviously, the biggest draw for this movie isn't the fact that Spider-Man's in Europe or that he does more Spider-Man things in it. It has more to do with the fact that Mysterio was done very, very well.
Yeah. Okay. That's good, because Mysterio's one of
and
those...
And I think it really... Choosing not only Gyllenhaal to play Mysterio, but how they handled Mysterio, considering the time period we're in right now with fake news, and the fact that it's going to play even a bigger message further down the line with not knowing how to tell what's true or not.
Okay.
Or who to trust.
Yeah.
For comic book fans, might lead into a very specific storyline involving invasions.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. Now, the one question I have, and I like I said, I really don't want spoilers till maybe next week, Eric, but is there a stinger at the end?
There's two singers.
Oh, good. So they went back to that. Okay, that's really good. Now, this is supposedly the end of Phase 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is it a fitting end to Phase 4?
No, I think the start of Phase 4. Phase 3 was the end game.
Oh, no.
Okay. They ended.
Oh, that's right. No, they specifically said Spider-Man was the last in Phase 3, I guess it is. So, yeah, supposedly it's like the last one in that phase, and then they're moving on to Phase 4. But so anyways, what are you giving?
It feels more like a start, though, so it kind of feels wrong calling it an end of Phase
3. I thought that, too, like from everything I read. Okay, what are you giving Spider-Man Far From Home, Eric?
I'm giving it 10 out of 10.
Woo! The first MCU movie, I think you've given a 10 out of 10, Eric. That's really fantastic. I got to see this movie, man.
Also, in the mid-credits scene, we get to see something that most people probably didn't expect and hit them like a truck.
Good.
Now, all I could say is a certain person who has an axe to grind against Spider-Man.
Ooh, what a tease. You're a tease, Eric. Let's get Breakman back in. Come back, Break. Let's see. Back. I meant back. All right. Now you have also another review for a game, right, Eric?
Yeah. This game took me about 91 hours to complete.
Holy hell.
This is how long the Trails games get when you go out of your way to take the time to talk to all the NPCs, because the biggest thing with Trails games is that after every major story beat, the NPCs in the towns will all have something new to say, usually. Yeah. And it gives you the impression that people are keeping in with current events and they aren't just static NPCs in a town. And then they only aren't giving one, like, dialogue line.
Yeah.
So the game just feels lived in. And that's one of the big, like, nice finer details of the Trail series.
That's really cool.
So yeah. when you do that, like, when the story beats shift multiple times through a single chapter, that can add up to hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's also the best way to learn find hidden side quests. Yeah. Because there are hidden side quests and you get graded. And the higher your ranking, the more rewards you get.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. That's really
good.
But
this game, I played the fan translation because it was never officially released in the U.S. And it centers about these special police section, special support sections, what they're called, where they are kind of structured similarly to the Glacier Guild, who basically are vigilantes who got government permission to be vigilantes.
Yeah.
And they basically help protect the citizens.
Okay, just to clarify, that means they aren't vigilantes anymore. You're not a vigilante if you're working for the government.
Yeah.
They're not. The Brazers don't work for the government.
But they were.
I'm saying the special support section is working.
Okay.
For
Hey, Dunn.
But they basically do the jobs that policemen are supposed to do.
What, kill people?
That'd be about every comic.
they kill black people in this game, Aaron?
No.
Oh.
Not what you expect them to do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, what we expect them to do as opposed to what they actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike the other Trails games, it doesn't have a cliffhanger ending because it has a direct sequel instead, which is called Trails of Azure. But its story is much smaller focus, but I think that smaller and more narrow focus like embraces the Yasuka like philosophy of less is more, where you can do more with a smaller area. And you're stuck in this city-state called Crossbell instead of traveling across the entire country. Because it isn't country. It's just more like a big city. But it acts as a buffer zone between the two other countries that are at war with each other.
Yeah.
But so there's only like 4 playable characters in the game, and occasionally you'll get guest characters, and they do level up and have their own stats and equipment, but those are like only for small sections of the game. But I think this sequel has more playable characters to choose from. But and the characters themselves are mechanically weaker than the characters than in the Sky series following it. But you can see where some of the design elements of Cold Steel would be, because they start here. Technically, some of them started in 3rd, where they introduced like negative stat turn bonuses, where you can like randomly get killed by an enemy because it's the destiny. But they introduced team rushes, which they evolved further in Cold Steel. But there are other things that were interesting, like fast travel. But I think the characters themselves, though, are more interesting because they're more fleshed out than they were in the Sky series. And so you could tell they're getting a better handle on how to write their characters and whether or not they should, how much time they should put towards them. But, like, only 2 of the characters really got any significant character development. But I think that the sequels will get even more character development for the other characters.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I think it takes place around roughly a couple months before Trails of Cold Steel, and then during the events of the first half of that first game, and then the second game takes place the second half of the first game and all of the second game, and it ends actually slightly before that game ends. But it's a fun little game. And despite the jankiness of the fan translation being incomplete and then some garbage text that was untranslated, and it's just like random characters all jumbled together because they didn't debug it, and some like translation issues that they like, the translation is much better in the beginning and it gets worse as you get on because it tells you where they were with the script and editing.
So, like, at first they cared, and then as it went along, you can tell they stopped caring.
It's more that they haven't released another patch yet. This is just where the translation was at the time.
Yeah.
Because the translation isn't finished, it's just they haven't done a new version of it yet.
Yeah. All right, so what are you giving?
Like, the thing with the game, with the Trails games in particular, is that they're hard to actually translate because of the way the game's coded.
Yeah. All right, so what are you giving
the game? And that's in addition to the challenge of translating all that text. I'm going to give this game an 8.5.
Wow, that's pretty good, man. It's a really good score.
I hope that Cold Steel 3 does well enough that Falcom finally considers doing PS4 ports of the Trails in the Sky and these 2 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and maybe considers putting them on the Switch as well, because I think they'd sell better there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I've always been kind of a fan of that series. Like,
Still need to beat and play the second game.
Yeah, I know, man. I got so much other shit going. I am doing better on getting games done, though.
Well, Eric, I think you first need to get a Vita so that you could actually play the PSP game.
Yeah. Well, that's true too. I will get one eventually, man. I like having like old systems, like that system that you just named that we never mentioned on the show. But yeah,
the thing that supposedly means life and technically is dead, but they keep publishers keep releasing games on the platform digitally.
Yeah. All right.
Unlike the PS, which is truly dead, because I don't think there's going to be anything major after PQ2 came out.
Yeah. All right, let me move on to my real quick review of Unravel. Remember earlier break I was talking about games that you're like, man, like, it's not a great game.
Man, this game sucks, but...
But you just keep playing? It's not that this game sucks.
Yeah, like, there have been games... What was that? Oni Chibaro, I think?
Oni Chanbara?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that. God, this game sucks. Why am I still playing?
Yeah, exactly. I know why. I know why you were playing that game.
The weird thing is that the last Oni Chanbara game that came out is a much better game than the 360 version you probably played, Brig.
Yeah.
Whatever version I played was not a good version.
Real quick review of Unravel. I'm giving it a 6.5 out of 10. It's better than average. The graphics are good. You play as a yarn doll, and the mechanics are really cool. Like, you eventually run out of yarn until you find more yarn on the screen, and you use your yarn to climb and to like bounce up to different places and get to where you need to go and find secrets and stuff like that. It's got kind of a moving little story, although it was kind of a hodgepodge of things. Like, it talks about loss and about, you know, breakups, and all of a sudden it goes to, like, you know, out of left field, it goes to, like, the environment and toxic waste. And it's just, it's a cool game. It's a side-scrolling kind of platformy type game. I understand the big deal about this game because it did have different mechanics. But it's just kind of one of those games, you know. It's not great, but you know. Oh, look at this. Dungeon Buster says, I'll say it, 50 Cent Blood on the Sand wasn't terrible. I agree, Dungeon. That was not a terrible game. But yeah, this is one of those types of games. Yeah.
So let me kind of give you like another comparison. How about like a game like Black and White, which had great ideas,
yeah,
but terrible implementation.
That's possible, I know, though.
Yeah, this game is a little different, Breakman. Like, it's got really good ideas and really good implementation and good graphics. It just, there's not a lot to it. You know what I mean? Like, there isn't. There's not a lot of variety in gameplay. Like, you're going from point A to point B using your yarn. That's the whole thing. It does have some mechanics where you know, to get into other places, you pull like cans or bottles or something, like a box or something, to get to the next area. But it's not. It seems like a game that wasn't overly ambitious and had one really good mechanic, the whole yarn thing. But I mean, other than that, it's just basic platforming. You'd get better platforming with obviously any of the Nintendo games or a myriad of any other games. So it's more of the same, but put in a different package and a different skin. I mean, the doll is cute, the little yarn doll. It had kind of a cool melancholy, you know, story to it, I guess. So I give it a 6.5 out of 10. It's worth playing, especially at $5. I only paid $5 for it. So, Dunn said he hated Black and White back in the day. It was not the god game he was excited. Yeah, see, no.
The only thing about it was the monster. I loved your pet monster, but everything else was fucked up.
Yeah, shitty performance on PC. I heard too as well, Dunn. Yeah. So, all right, that's mine. Anybody have a heiscapade this week, or can we skip?
Well, apparently I just found this out today.
Mm-hmm.
This is I think it's 243rd anniversary, 243rd and one day anniversary since America saved the airports.
I
did not know that until yesterday, go America.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a second, Break, man. That's a great, great heiscapade moment, man.
Yeah, we totally had airships in
there. The memes on Twitter were fantastic about that. They had, like, pictures of George Washington and, like, you know, like an Air Force, like, helmet and a bunch of shit like that, man. It was – and then another one I saw with, like, a captain's uniform, like a airport captain's uniform. It was awesome, man. But
Just
kill Trump to put him out of his misery.
Don't even say that, man.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah,
you'll get us in trouble saying stuff like that.
You can hope he has a heart attack. You can say that, but you know, stuff like that. But anyways, what were you saying, Brake?
I forgot what I was saying. You threw me off track with that one.
All right, let's move on.
I know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Unlike most of the shit he says, too, like it, which doesn't make any sense, this one actually was reading a teleprompter, and he still fucked everything up,
well,
you know?
Not even that, Brake. Like, he'll deny and or, like, make legit. Yes, there were airports back in, you know, for, you know, 1776. Didn't you know that?
He's hardcore just blaming the teleprompter. Like, that. Whoever did, like, that person screwed up. Like,
but even if you're...
What that is... Who wouldn't want that as a boss?
Let's say you were... Know? Right.
They fuck up, or you make a slight error. Either way.
Yep. Break, you're spot on, dude. Like, the thing about it is, like, even if you are reading a teleprompter, don't you think about what you're saying? And let's say...
Ad-lib if it's fucked up.
Yeah, say, look, this isn't true, what I just read on the teleprompter. There's no airports back in 1776, but you guys get the idea. Or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you... I mean, if you have any intelligence whatsoever, you kind of, like... figure shit out. He can't. He doesn't have the ability
to do
that.
He's basically Ron Jeremy.
Yep. Yeah. Except
he
without
everything.
Yeah. Without like, he's
fuck with... you, San Diego, or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he gets off.
Ron Burgundy, like, you mean?
Ron
Burgundy.
Ron Jeremy.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Ron Jeremy.
You said Ron Jeremy.
I'm,
I was and
pretty
and...
drunk. I met Ron Burgundy. My bad.
You know what I was gonna say? He's like Ron Jeremy, only without the hot chicks and the big
apparently,
dick. You know.
Trump promoted the Young Turks by accident.
yeah, I saw that too. Okay, let's move on, guys. We got to get through these. And supposedly,
I'm sorry, I met Ron Burgundy, and the scene is he read a teleprompter where he said, "Fuck you, San Diego," and he walked out, and he was happy, and because he was just reading the teleprompter,
you're right.
He didn't realize what he even said. That's Donald Trump. That's how dumb he is.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I was barely on social media for the past few days. When I checked in one time, I saw it trending and was like, what is happening? You missed a doozy, Dungeon. I didn't see the speech itself, but I saw snippets after because I'm not going to support that fucking piece of shit. And especially that fucking
that
fascist
military parade of like, that's... I thought we were supposed to be like the representation of peace across the world.
Yes.
And not a representation of military force.
Well, in all actuality, it's kind of accurate, Brake, man. I mean,
it basically was like, look at us. Like, we're bad. You have a problem. Like basically, the Imperial March theme should have played the entire time.
Freak Five's almost home, so he'll give us a ring and tell us a story. But before that, let's get on to...
You might as well play the Russian national anthem.
I know. But actually, okay. Russia was making fun of them on their...
I think Imperial March should be the... that'd be more accurate.
Yeah.
Dungeon,
you did yourself...
No, because then you're giving him too much credit.
Well, that's true, too. Dungeon, you did the right thing, man. All right, let's move on to...
Stinko of the week.
Yeah, let's move on.
What were you saying, Eric? I missed that.
Yeah.
That his parade, instead of the Imperial March, should just be the Benny Hill theme.
Yeah.
Sacks. That'd be pretty damn funny.
That would definitely... definitely be better, man, for sure. The Benny Hill theme. Jesus Christ, man. I haven't heard that in forever. But anyways.
I keep looking for it right away. What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely looking for that theme, man. Like, right here. You know what I mean? That playing the entire time would have been fucking phenomenal. Like, I would have... Like, somebody should do that. Like,
So was his... Basically, his parade of quote unquote parade, just the fire festival.
It was he had tanks parading through town.
I'm talking metaphorically.
No,
I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you said. Yeah, the fire festival.
Yeah,
right?
It was a dumpster fire. That was for sure, man. Like, from what I've seen, it was awful. But
I remember it took me a moment, but I did see the Fire Festival documentaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Eric, I didn't see any stinkos for you, so I'm going to go ahead and go to mine. Trump's 4th of July military display, obviously. But you know what? My stinkos and sweetos are kind of intertwined, so I'm going to go through them real quickly. Stinko is definitely Trump's 4th, but you know what the sweeto was to contradict that? It rained in D.C. and almost ruined everything. My PlayStation crashed, which sucked, but I got it fixed, so that's a plus. And then my idiot neighbors like had fireworks, and one of the fireworks like blew right up and on the house, so that sucked.
Yeah, I think in Jersey they had a fireworks display and they basically set the place on fire.
I love fireworks, don't get me wrong, like I'm a big fan of fireworks. I don't think they should be illegal by any stretch, but that being said, you should be very responsible and know what type of fireworks you got and make sure that you're in an area that's not super residential, or at least on your street to where, you know, you're not going to fucking light somebody's house on fire. We're very lucky that...
I'm glad I went to bed at, like, midnight last night, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to go to sleep.
Luckily it rained quite a bit to kind of, you know, squash a lot of the fireworks, but whatever. All right, Breakman, you're up. You're stinkos.
I got I'll just say it's been a bad week with what's been going on with my dad, and I'll say as a sweeto, it seems to be good right now. I'll just say that's my sweeto, and then I have other two stinkos.
Go for it.
There are two deaths this week. To the 90s movie or B movie villain, the ultimate 90s B movie villain, died this week.
Which one are you talking about? Toxie?
Billy Drago.
Oh, Billy Drago. Yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah, man. Yes. That guy had a unique style and look to him, man. Yes. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, he played the villain in Briscoe County Jr., which was on television. But mostly he was known for all those B movies where he's up against people like Cynthia Rothrock and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, according to all accounts, Breakman, he was a super nice dude in real life.
Well, yeah, that's usually what villains are. Yeah. Like from what I've read. And what I've heard with Hollywood, like, the people who are typecast as villains usually are nicer people than the people who are typecast as heroes.
Yeah. Dungeon said he was great in The Untouchables. You're right. Mm. He was really good in Untouchables. No question. That was his most famous movie that he was in. But
He's one of my favorite all-time movie villains. He was so good at it. Like, he was seemingly made to play a villain on the movie.
Yeah, he made quite a bit of money doing that, man, and more power to him, man.
A lot of people missed him, and there were a lot of good words said about him. So you definitely get the idea that he was definitely a good person. He fought Chuck Norris, Delta Force 2.
He was the
80s and 90s, like, the villain. Like, yep. The 80s and 90s, he was great.
He looked like an asshole in all the movies, too. Like, you just right. wanted to punch that guy. Yeah. All right.
And he'd have the lines that made you, like, oh, you fucker. Like, somebody kill him.
Yep, exactly. And then when he died, you were like, yeah, you know, like, that's the coolest thing. All right, what else you got, Break?
The other death is of Mad Magazine.
Yeah, I did hear about that. But don't.
It's one of those things, like, I haven't supported. Like, I don't buy Mad Magazines usually often, but I.
Breakman is the reason why Mad Magazine.
That's one of those things I always read when I was in the stores, you know, like Spy vs. Spy and the Mad TV show and stuff. Like, death of Mad Magazine.
I just blame Breakman for Mad Magazine's demise, but there is thoughts that it may come back at some point. So don't lose faith, man. It may be back at some point. Sort of like Fangoria went away for a while.
Like Little Debbie, like, it'll be back, but it won't be the same.
Or like Twinkies. You know, like the whole Twinkie thing. They came back fine.
And Dungeon says he grew up with Mad Magazine. Them and Cracked, like, I love those. And
Cracked was a great magazine, man. Yes. I remember Cracked.
Like, and Spy versus Spy was one of my I love Spy versus Spy as a kid.
Well, you should have bought the magazine, man. Maybe they would have had a nice cache of money, you know, staved up by now. But no,
I know. This is my fault. They're going out of business. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So
yeah, they're still going to put out issues, as Dungeon Buster said, but they're not after. I forget what issue it is. It's just going to be basically re-releases of old issues. They're not going to be making any new ones. So sad.
Yeah.
And then Freak says he's waiting for Skype to open, so he'll be with us shortly.
Yeah. Yep. He will be with us shortly. All right. Before that, let's move on to.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Sweetos of the week. I think, Brake, you kind of did yours in a way. Do you have any other Sweetos?
It was 4th of July. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah. It was a cool holiday other than the Idiots parade. But
I know. I wasn't worried about him. I had my own shit to worry about for the most part. Like,
yeah.
But I always love blowing shit up. Like I've said many times, 4th of July is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
It's the weather's fucking fantastic usually. Like maybe sometimes it rains, but still, it's still warm out.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, and that's how it was here yesterday.
You drink beer, eat burgers, and blow shit up. Like, I love it. It's the most American holiday ever, and I know we criticize America a lot on this show, but I fucking love it. So
yeah,
much.
I do like the holiday as well.
I had pizza instead.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You un-American son, bitch.
all right,
why do I go to a southern accent when I do that? Like, I feel bad doing that.
That's like your go-to, like, man. Like, America.
I had ham on my pizza, so this sort of like a hamburger.
I feel bad for like southern people who aren't like racist because they're like, God damn it! Like, I hate being stereotyped. Like,
you know,
that.
The
like,
one question I do have for you, Brake, man, when you do that southern accent, every time you got to say like, I got the vapors. Do that in a southern accent. That would be.
I got the vapors.
That's more Georgia, isn't it?
Yeah, southern
accent, man.
Southern. I mean,
yeah, but we're Ohio. We're still technically north.
Well, you want Ohio southern?
Kentucky southern.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's more Kentucky. But it always weirds me out. People who grown up in Ohio have a southern accent. Like, not, I do not understand.
I don't get that either,
like,
man.
Did you all migrate or something?
Probably.
I know several people like that. They've born and raised in Ohio, but they sound like this. I'm like,
what part of Ohio
are you growing up in, boy? I don't know.
Were your parents in the South?
Was this like what they talked about in your house? Where were your parents from? They's from New York.
Well, like Albany or something.
From Albany?
What part of New York the hell are you from?
Albany is like north of New York City, man. You can't get any more non-southern than that, man. Dunn says, we need a secretary. We had a secretary at work who grew up in the Midwest but had a great southern accent. Yeah, I mean, if you get into Kansas and Missouri and place like that, they still have that southern accent. It's really fucking weird, man. Let's see. What else we got? Eric,
Freak is saying he's having a problem. Go ahead and restart your computer if you're having a problem. Yeah, we start late, so we're going to be a little late.
Yeah, we might go over
I think Frank gave your gremlin to him instead.
What? My what? What did I give
you,
to
your digital gremlin. You transferred it to Freak.
Exactly, at the beginning.
Gremlin. Did you guys see there's going to be an animated gremlin show for Netflix?
I did see that, man. That's fantastic. I'm totally down. I want to see the Mogwai's origins. That, why not? That'd be cool. And they could do a lot more animated.
They're just doing the animation.
Don't know.
Yeah, it's a animated prequel. It's from like you remember the very beginning of Gremlins where that guy, the dad, goes into a shop and there's that older man in there. It's going to be basically when the older man was a kid and met.
That's going to be good, man. Speaking of rain, it's fucking pouring here now. That's so weird. We were just talking about it. Anyways, a real quick sweeto of mine. Last week I had a stinko about a woman who miscarried after she was shot in the stomach. You guys remember that story? I have a few more details. Apparently, the woman was in a tussle with another woman who was fighting over the baby daddy. So that's why they decided to press charges against the woman that was pregnant. And I was like, even still, let's say the pregnant woman started things, like She's not responsible for someone else shooting her in the stomach. I mean, that's just so stupid. But anyways, they dropped the charges.
Well, I don't disagree. I kind of disagree with that. If you're attacking somebody, they have to defend themselves.
With a gun? Breakman, you're talking about
pregnant... you're attacking somebody who has a gun and you don't have a gun, why are you stupid? No,
you're not understanding, Breakman. She was fighting with another woman. The woman is not the one who shot her. The man, the one that they were fighting over... Shot the pregnant woman.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Okay, that's different. Okay,
so, yeah. two things.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I apologize. I was wrong.
But two things. One, the man was not charged at all with anything.
Yeah, of course, because what are they going to charge a man with? He's a man. You have to charge a woman.
Yeah, Bernie says they...
this isn't your break, man. I'm sorry.
She's glad they... drop the charges. The other thing is, even if you're in a tussle with somebody, let's say you don't know they have a gun, a pregnant woman, you're that cowardly, you're going to use a fucking gun against a pregnant woman? Are you fucking kidding me? That to me sounds like a coward, if ever I've heard of a coward. But anyways, nonetheless, the situation's all done. The woman's not going to be charged. She lost her baby because of obvious reasons. She got shot in the stomach. And I'm glad she's not going to have to serve any so fucking stupid. Prison time. Yeah, it's the whole abortion bans that they got going on, Breakman, which are dumb. Like these are the type of problems that it could potentially cause women, and it goes way beyond that. Like
and like a pre-Sweeto, because like, as I said many times with these whole abortion things, they're going to go to court and they're going to get struck down.
Yes.
And already the Ohio law has been struck down.
Well, we hope.
So it's going through the appeal process, and stuff like that. The first, like, trial, the first court appearance as far as the abortion law is already lost. It's going to go to the appeal, and this is going to go on for more years and stuff like that. But eventually it's going to get kicked out of the courts because
– I'm not sure about that, Breakman, and I'll tell you why.
The Supreme Court has already said we don't want to deal with the abortion issue.
Yeah, just like
they said a couple weeks ago.
I agree, but they also did not want to take the gerrymandering case that they eventually took and upheld. So I agree.
But they've said the abortion thing year after year. Because people keep trying to bring it up, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
We do not want to be the bad guys,
period. I hope that continues.
Impartial source.
Yeah, I agree, Breakman. I hope that continues, but that gerrymandering case is scary to me for a plethora of reasons.
I agree with that. That's ridiculous.
Let's say it does go to the Supreme – let's say for some weird reason, like they decide to – they're like, okay, we'll see it, but you know, you probably know what the results are going to be. You know, one of those type of things like they did with this fucking gerrymandering case. You got five – fucking conservative judges on that goddamn Supreme Court. So, you know, it's always 4-4 and it always comes down to that swing fucking vote with the conservative judge. That conservative judge could say, you know what, we need a fucking change and we need to overturn Roe versus Wade, man. And I can't speak for all the women in this country, but I gotta think that the vast majority of women are like, fuck that if that happens. You know what I'm saying? Like it's getting scary.
And that's why they don't want to deal with it. That's basically it. They do not want the backlash. They want to be kept out of it.
Yeah, I hope.
They are just going to keep continuing to say no.
You know,
and then it's going to get struck down by the lower courts as always.
Right. And I hope that continues. But I hope if they do happen, it does happen to get to the Supreme Court break, I hope that it gets a 5-4 vote against. You know what I mean? Like, no, we're not dealing with that.
And it would as it stands now.
Yeah.
But the problem would be in the future if Donald Trump got more conservative. If they were to say when Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires and they get another conservative judge and suddenly there's 6-3, then you would see things like then at that point they'd be like, okay, we would take it on.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they would be all right with being the bad guys in some way. Like, no. I would bet that their rule would be this is a state issue and each individual state
yeah.
could have.
Yeah.
In which case, if women live in a state where abortion is legal, I say they should leave.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
I think
agree
everybody
with
who lives in an anti-abortion state should just move out and then let them fucking deal with the crap that they made.
I would totally agree with you if that's the way things work, Brake, but not everybody can afford to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I can't afford to leave Colorado, so if all of a sudden they made, you know, marijuana illegal here, I mean, I'd have to think about leaving, but how could I? I don't have the money for it, you know? So it's not – I totally agree with you sentiment-wise, but, man, dude, like, I can't help but feel like things are just headed in the wrong direction, which is why it's important that the 2020 elections, not only the presidency but the Senate and everything like that.
It's important that Donald Trump is defeated.
Depends on the candidate, dude. Like
I disagree. It is important that Donald Trump is defeated because he has said several times his goal is to get as many conservative judges on the Supreme Court as possible.
That's not his.
What you're talking about would happen if he gets more conservative judges on the court. If there's a majority of conservative judges, then they will take on the stuff that people normally wouldn't want them to.
You know, ideal world, Brake, man, Bernie Sanders wins next election, and any judge that decides to retire, which Clarence Thomas has made those rumblings, which I'm kind of hoping he holds out until the next election at least. I hope he retires like when there's a Democratic president, preferably Bernie Sanders. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I love Ruth, you know, RGB, but I hope that she retires when that happens too. That way that seat could be secured for, I just think honestly, the Supreme Court should be recycled. You know what I mean? Like every 10 years.
I definitely agree with that. That's one of the biggest problems is, we've said it many times, money, but also term limits. There need to be term limits in court. I'm sorry, in the judicial branch and the legislative branch, not just the executive.
You know what should happen? You know what should happen, Breakman? We should each branch, the executive, the Congress, and the judicial branch should, every time a Supreme Court judge comes up for, you know, like somebody retires or something, each of those branches gets to choose one after another, like cycle through. You know what I'm saying? Like the first judge that goes through, it's the president that decides. The next judge that goes through, it's the judicial branch that decides. And they have a panel or however you decide that.
No, I disagree because the way the government's set up, the judicial branch is supposed to monitor. They're supposed to basically can watch over what the legislative branch does, and the legislative branch is supposed to monitor what the executive branch does. That's it, the checks and balances.
Or how about
but
this? How about
a lot
this?
Of the checks and balances aren't working properly right now with things like Donald Trump just saying and doing whatever he wants and nobody you know, stepping up and saying, hey, you can't do that.
How about this? How about instead – okay, so we keep it the president, does it?
But they do all need term limits. If the president is electing judges, I don't have a problem with that as long as those judges aren't lifetime appointees.
Ridiculous. I actually do have a problem with it, Brake. This is how I think could potentially solve the problem.
Well, he can't just appoint them. He needs approval from Congress even. The guys that are watching him need to approve. You know.
Yeah, but Congress always – they fucking screwed it up with Merrick Garland, and now that they screwed it up with Gorsuch.
They screw up everything. Congress is a broken piece of shit.
So how about this? How about it's mandated that if a judge – okay, it's always 5-4, right? Let's say there's rules put in place that it's always 5-4, but then if there's a deciding judge, the president has to pick not a conservative. If it's 5-4 conservative, the president has to pick a liberal, and then, or opposite if it's 5-4 in favor of, you know, until it gets to the other way. So let's say it's 6-3.
Well, the president's nominated a lot of guys, but Congress has said no.
Yeah.
It happens many times. Like, that's a normal process. But the problem is that once they're elected, they're in there forever.
Yeah, I know. That's the main problem.
The biggest problem. I mean, that would solve so many of the problems that we have going on.
Yeah.
That we wouldn't have some – career politicians are part of the problem. And actually, that reminds me of, I guess this should be another sweeto, is the former Republican. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mispronounce his name. Do you know how to pronounce it? Amash?
Justin Amash, yeah.
Justin Amash, okay. Who has said, look, this two-party system is the problem.
Yes, no question.
I'm leaving the Republican Party because this two-party system is fucking broken.
And that's weird because he's a Tea Party fucking Freedom Caucus, you know, further right Republican than almost anybody in Congress.
But and he's that's always been anti-Trump because he sees things more through a monetary eye, and he doesn't see things as – I guess that's a bad way of putting things. Yeah. I'm really drunk. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Let me start over. He sees Trump as the problem that he is.
Yeah. See,
and he agrees with some of the things the president has done, but not the guy who's doing them or how he's doing them.
You know what? Maybe this is a solution, Breakman. Hear me out on this, okay? Why don't we have – let's say a person gets I'm all for like 8-year term limits, okay, and this is the reason why. Let's say a president gets elected, he gets to pick the judges, right? So but it cannot be more than a one person majority for either party. So let's say a conservative gets in office like Trump, he can only have a 5-4 SCOTUS in favor of conservatives. And then when the president gets, let's say he gets another term, he can nominate those same judges or he can pick different judges, but the same thing applies. You know what I'm saying? But still term limits. So if he picks the same people, that's the end of their run. They get no more time. You know what I'm saying? So,
term limits, like every judge, I think a 5-year, 2 5-year limits, right? Like 10 years is that's a long time, right? Yeah, do you think that'd be enough for a judge, or do you think they should get more?
I think they should.
I don't
get like
think
8
they should get
years.
More. I think 10. As me and Dungebuzzer are talking in chat, he said the world isn't a static place, and the point I was about to make is our government was made almost 250 years ago, and a lot of what we still do is based on the thought process of 250 years ago, when there wasn't a lot of like scientific development and things weren't jumping and changing like they were, like they are in the 20th century and now in the 21st century. Things have changed at such a fast pace in the time that we live in that they could not have predicted it back then. Yeah. And it's just our system's old. We need to revamp it.
Yeah. And
judges need term limits because, you know, when you have somebody who's in there for 50 years, they're still thinking about the thought process of 50 years ago. They're not in modern times.
Yeah.
Their thought process is in modern times.
Yeah. I totally agree. I'm trying to call Freak 5 now.
Oh, I was wondering what you're getting irritated about. I thought I was.
No.
I didn't think I said something to make him mad. I don't know. I'm sorry, Frank.
Yeah. No. I just.
No. It's Freak pissing you off. Fuck you, Freak. Son of a bitch. I mean, Skype. I'm sorry. I mean, fuck you, Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, Freak. No, I'm kidding, Freak.
I'm asking him to send me a friend request so we can get him on here because he's got an all-time story.
Fucking ridiculous. He's been trying to get on for
Half hour. I know. I'm trying, but it's so he has different Skype handles but I'm trying to figure it out. Like I don't know what's going on here, but I honestly think obviously term limits. I say 8 years because that's
like
you know,
the president.
Yeah, like that's the president. Fair. I mean, it's so weird, Break.
We elect judges as it is. Like, judges across the country don't get lifetime promotions. Like, a lifetime promotion is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, how about we elect those judges? That might be a better way of doing it. Like, have a general election for the SCOTUS. How about that? Like the same way that we have a general election for the president, why don't we have that? And then they can campaign in different states and, you know, and it's on the fucking ballot. Every presidential election, you get to pick the judges. You know what I mean? Like I say that's the way to go too. I mean, that's
I don't know. Like the way the system was originally set up, there's supposed to be a branch that was kind of independent of the popular opinion, which is what the court is. Like they're the way the judicial branch was set up, they're designed to be impartial.
Yeah.
And electing them and stuff like that is going to get rid of impartiality. It would.
Yeah,
I don't think that'd be the best idea either. Like they're supposed to be impartial. They're not supposed to be like Republican, Democrat, or thing like that. Which, and we honestly see them that way because that's how they vote.
Well,
and they're not supposed to vote like
okay,
that.
Okay, well, just what you're saying there, Breakman. They're supposed to be impartial by their nature. You know what I'm saying? Right. So why wouldn't we be able to do something like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think
the way our voting system is set up and stuff, it's set up as voting Republican or Democrat, you know?
Yeah. And that is a problem for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Eric, what do you think about this, this whole
shebang? I think Eric's done listening to me.
Eric is like, yeah.
I kind of want to check out.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Freak 5 on here because we're going to...
yeah, like me and you don't... We're not really disagreeing. We definitely see a problem. It needs fixed.
All right, on the line, we now have a Freak 5 Chaos. What is up, Freak?
Oh, nothing much.
Glad we have you. Now, we were just having a discussion about the Supreme Court and how lifetime appointments are absolutely ridiculous. Let's get your quick thoughts on that, and then we'll get to your juicy, for lack of a better term, story here in a second.
Yeah, lifetime appointments are bullshit.
What do you think about electing? I suggested electing judges, and Brake wasn't all the way on board with that. What about electing, having term limits for sure, like maybe an 8-year term limit, and possibly electing our judges?
Oh, maybe 8 to 10 years.
I was thinking
the term limit.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Although I don't know, man. 8 years seems like a good. You know, amount of time to get shit done. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but we're just having a discussion. So you're saying 8 to 10 years. What do you think about electing judges?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough question. Brake and I are we're having a tough time with it too. All right, let's get to the main reason why we have you on the show, Freak 5. I don't know if I did your story justice last week, but take us through what I think is an amazing story. And first of all, are there any updates to that story?
No.
Okay, no updates. What is the story?
So there's still a what do you call him? A suspect on the loose?
Well, he was at work on Monday,
yeah.
But there was not an incident, and he has not been to work since. Ooh. He's been on the schedule. He just hasn't been showing up.
So he'll be fired soon, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was definitely this dude then.
So is he armed and smelly?
Oh, God.
He has a tattoo of Raven from Teen Titans on his arm.
Wow. All right, Freak 5.
I'll stop interrupting.
Tell us the story. Give us the story.
Okay, I show up at work on Thursday, and my sister works there as well, and she mentions that one of the security guards has probably told her about this, that someone found cum on the floor of one of the men's rooms.
Oh, my God.
And so we just think it's a one-time thing. We're laughing about it, making jokes.
Right.
The security guard thinks the place is haunted, so I called the guy the Jistergeist. So then a few hours later, when I'm about to go to break, then I find out that it's happened multiple times.
Oh, boy.
And so, like, one person I was working with that night, then he's found it at least 2 times. And, like, one time it was on the toilet paper dispenser. And so we're still laughing about that. The security guard is watching the feeds from the camera and in trying to figure out who it was, and he has one suspect. The next day...
What you doing?
Out of here. Out of here.
I love
wow.
it.
Wow. Like, that's it. How you treat your wife? Just out of here. Go!
Get the hell out of here, woman. What the hell's wrong with you? I totally agree, man. I mean,
yeah,
that,
like, the, where's my sandwich, bitch?
Yeah, back slap.
Just that was my daughter.
Oh, that was your daughter. Oh, even worse, geez. put her in a cage.
What the
fuck? Yeah,
where's your toxic masculinity at? What are you doing here?
Don't you have a cage to put her in, freak fight?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. What is this country coming to? Anyways, continue on.
Okay, so the next day I get to work.
She's listening like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, so the next day I get to work, and the same, you know, I'm talking to the guard, and at one point then I'm back by where the bathroom is, and it's propped open because somebody's cleaning it. The guard walks into the front first stall, looks around, is like, it's all clear for now. About half an hour later, I'm a different part of the building. He comes by me and he tells me and the other people I'm working with that he thinks he is struck again.
Oh my God. Oh.
And so he goes back there and yes, bathroom was in a crime scene.
Dungeon says that bathroom has reached biohazard status. I think I would totally, actually, there is some thought to that. Like that is a biohazard. You know what I mean? Like I think I mentioned on last week's show, what if somebody were to walk into that bathroom and slipped on the jizz and like busted open their head or something because of the viscosity of that shit.
Wouldn't they get stuck on the jizz?
Well,
I have quit using that bathroom now.
Smart
and
man.
I have had to go across the building to get to the other bathroom.
Yeah, that's smart man. I don't understand why the perpetrator didn't use both bathrooms to throw people off. You know what I mean? Like everybody's thinking, oh, it's this bathroom, and then all of a sudden one day it happens in the back bathroom or something. You know, I don't know. That's a situation for sure. But obviously, that's the guy. If he's now, has it happened since he's been gone? Is the question?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there you go. Dungeon says, it's like, dude, if you got to do it before you get to work. No, see, now, Dungeon, I was saying, like, you can have etiquette. Like, you can do it at work, but just make sure.
No, there's no such etiquette that involves you doing that at
no,
work.
No, I'm saying if you got to do it.
Other people need to use that toilet. Come on, man.
No, listen. I'm saying if you.
Yeah, oh, hell no, says Dungeon Buster.
If you're in favor of, you know, doing your own thing at work, I mean, make sure that all that evidence is, like, down the toilet. You know
if
what I'm saying?
If you're in favor of doing your own thing at work, seek psychiatry.
Well, I agree with that, too. But I'm just saying, like, and make sure you wash your hands, too. I mean,
and if that happens, I don't want to know, says Nudge Muster. For real. Like, I'd never be able to use that toilet again if I knew some guy jacking off on it. Like,
you honestly think...
Oh, God, there's such a line. I'm going to shit my pants. I'm going to shit my pants. Fuck this.
Break, man.
It kind of made me think of American Vandal. This could have been the third season.
Look, Bernie says it right.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're horny, clean up after yourself, man. I mean, come on.
Okay, I need Dan to call, but I'll be in chat.
All right, Freak Fight, thanks for joining, man. Thanks for the story. Appreciate it.
Jack off in a car or something, just not in the toilet. Freak, that other people have to use.
Freak 5, everybody. That's the type of content you get with Freak 5. Make sure you check out his show, Zombies Anonymous.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's got
keep watching the show for the update. Maybe they'll catch the perp white-handed.
We had the mad pooper, now we have the mad jizzer.
The mad pooper and the mad jizzer. There you go. Also, check out, I don't know if he has more than a couple episodes out, but he's got an interesting show that he does with his kids called, Dad, I'm Bored. And it's an interesting concept. He has his kids play board games with them and they do reviews. So that's, definitely an interesting, show.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
You know, guys, real quickly before we take off, because I know we got to leave.
Yeah, that reminds me of something real quick, too.
Yeah,
Mad Magazine. Did you guys ever play the Mad Magazine board game?
Yeah, back.
That was one of my fucking favorites. I love that.
Yeah.
Because for people who don't know, it had the exact opposite of most every game. Like, your game's to get rich and beat everybody else. And this game was go broke.
Yeah. How you could go broke. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Whoever could go broke first one, it was pretty awesome.
Here's my idea for next week's Grinders, or maybe the week after. I don't know what you guys think. And I'll go ahead and say it on air because I think it's kind of a cool concept. Glitty, I made a boo-boo and I called Glitty a bad name, and maybe I shouldn't have. But
did you call her a boobie?
No, I should have. That might have been better.
Boo-boo and a boobie.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Boo-boo boobie.
She made a good point. She's like, I can't listen to the show live because she babysits kids, her nieces, nephews, whatever. But I was thinking maybe we could do a one-off where – we are very G-rated content. You know how,
wow.
I know.
Wow. I'll have
I know.
To be sober for that episode.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Rick. Man, like it's gonna be super hard, but I think we can pull it. I know Eric can pull it off because Eric, you know, Eric is. Yeah, I mean, Eric, you're the man. Like when it comes to like you know having restraint, but I say next week,
being a human being,
right? Next week, all of the story, which we never really have any, you know. Stories that need to be censored, but I say we do a self-censor show, like a rated G show, where we don't cuss and we don't discuss anything like super bad. You know what I mean? Like,
wow,
yeah, it's gonna be tough, but I think we can pull it up. This is a one time, and I'm doing it for a challenge because I don't know if I can do it, man. Like, go a whole show without saying fuck and shit and you know all kinds of stuff and not talking about jizz and stuff like that. That guy's been doing that for 7 months, Freak 5 says.
Oh, God. Are you guys, at least as a company, I'm saying, if you own a business and somebody does something like this, I think you are obligated to your employees to have that toilet removed and put on the toilet there.
Yeah, I totally agree. Bernie says, sex and balls? Nope. Yeah, no sex and balls next week. None of that.
Wait, we're doing this next week?
Yeah, Dungeon says.
Oh,
so
my God.
Dungeon says, so the bar for that show will be set at Final Fantasy Mystic Quest. Yes, Dungeon. That's a. Oh, man. Freak5 says, Facebook suggested that I friend him, so I looked at his profile. He started 7 months ago. Yeah. So, yeah, next week is going to be a totally G-rated show, which I think is going to be a brilliant concept, especially for us, because, like, this is an uncensored show, and I make no bones about it. And it actually would be really weird to see RP Grinders not explicit on, like, iTunes and stuff. So let's see if we can...
He started working there 7 months ago and started checking. Like, day one, he started jerking off. Like, I need details now. Like, he's just like, I got to go take a quick bathroom break. I'll be right back.
The guard says it looks like he
right
is
before lunch or something. This first break.
Yeah, I guess the way like the jizz landed, I guess is the way. The guard says it looks like he just sat on the toilet and lets it fly. No balls about it, Frank. Bernie says you're exiled, Bernie. You got more exiles than Freak 5. Are you happy? Jesus.
Maybe
Christ.
That's what's going on. Maybe he's not doing this for sexual pleasure. Maybe he's seeing how far he can shoot. If I can just get that mirror, let's do this.
Yeah, Zenit Kyber's in chat. Tade's in chat. Lurks is in chat. Welcome on in, guys. We're going a little over this week because I had technical difficulties. But that being said, it's about time. Eric, we're going to get to this free-for-all. Do you want to do this free-for-all now, or can we hold it till next week?
Wait, is it going to be a G-rated?
I'm going to take a nap or something.
It's going to be a G-rated free-for-all, though, because we got to do
G-rated. Yes, it will. It will be, because it's about Nintendo of America's antagonism towards North American Let's Plays.
Limited editions.
Oh, limited editions. Okay, I misread that. So, okay. Yeah, we'll do that next week for sure. All right. Let's do our plugs. Breakman plugs, please.
You can follow me at break_man and at RPGrinders on Twitter, and you can not look at me while I'm jacking off at work.
Nobody
to the stall door. Don't do that. That's rude.
Bernie says she's going to tell Glitty. Freak5 Stinko was he was at work and his family had a barbecue. My wife said she would bring me a plate for lunch, and she only brought him a hamburger and no sides. That's where that question came from. Yep. See, no side dishes, two hot dogs, one cheeseburger, and no. He agrees with me. You always bring the sides. courtesy, man. Fucking courtesy. Jesus Christ.
You know what, though? But she brought you something. I mean, she could have just gone home.
No, man. You
got to
full-on jack slap that motherfucker if she doesn't bring you know what I'm saying? Like, you haul into that.
I'm like, all right, don't want this? All right, I'm going to eat it my fucking self, motherfucker.
I totally am playing around. I hope everybody gets that. I'm totally joking, so I don't want any hate mail or hate tweets.
Oh, yeah, joking. That's
let's see. My wife would have brought me a side dish. My sister brought it instead. Well, your sister's a better person, Freak Five. That's all I got to say. she told me I should have asked my wife to fix my plate. Oh, what an ass, man. All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
Frank. The change of side and the side of Frank.
I'm going to plug eating pizza on Independence Day.
Yeah, there you go. What else you got, Eric?
Trails of Zero.
Trails of Zero?
Yeah, I would have promoted... I'd also promote my Patreon. You can help support me do more reviews by giving me as little as a dollar. You can check it out through either the show summary, which will be up at some point either later this weekend or next week. And the other place you can find it is on my Twitter account.
Yeah,
@EricRPG.
Yeah, @EricRPG on Twitter, and also just look up Eric Kelly on Patreon, and you'll find Eric with his little slime monster on his shoulder, and you can donate to his causes. He's a really good written reviewer, so there you go. Anything else, Eric?
Not really.
All right, Freak Five says it's sweet. Oh, he got moved to inventory, so no more work in holidays, and after next Saturday, no more work in weekends. That's awesome, man. Hopefully, you'll be able to join the show just like you did today. All right, let's see what I was going to tell you. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. You can follow the show on Twitter as Breakman said @RPGrinders. Send in your dear Breakman questions. Mm-hmm. Breakman loves the jizz questions, so make sure you send him those. Also, if you want to send him in the Benny Hill theme, you can do that as well. Whatever you want, ask a question and Breakman will definitely give you an answer. I don't know if it's the answer you're going to want. You can find me on
it doesn't matter if it's the answer they want. I'm trying to save the world. I'm going to save their life or their relationship or yeah. You know, whatever's wrong with them. You know, if it's a hangnail, I'm going to save their hangnail for them. Like, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster apparently likes working weekends that stink like shitty assholes.
He says, Break, so. You like eating ass, so you must like working weekends.
You can also get a hold of me on any of the systems, RP Grinders on all three. That's where you can get a hold of me on the system. If you want to add me as a friend, I don't have very many friends on any of the systems, to be honest. I think the PlayStation I have the most, I think I have like 9 or 10 people on there. But if you want to add me, RP Grinders is the way to do it. And then tell your friends about the show. That always helps out. You know, if they like RPGs, if they like video games, if they like total nonsense, then this is obviously the show for them. But I don't have anything else. Do you guys have anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right.
You know what? I actually take that back. I do have one thing.
Oh, cowbell. More cowbell. On that note, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Do you got anything with the, like, can you do it with the Benny Hill theme possibly, Breakman?
Can you use fireworks to
turn the cowbell? Eric?
No. Fireworks to turn the cowbells.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Freak Five says Frank doesn't have very many friends. He can have. How dare you, son of a. You're exiled. Now you're tied with. You know what, Freak Five? You were going to be like skate free during this show with no exiles, and Bernie was going to take the title from you, but no! You had to fucking ruin it, man. Jesus Christ.
How about the no exile challenge next week?
Oh, that's not going to happen. I'm definitely exiling. I just can't say son of a bitch like I normally do. I'm just going to be exiled. All right, take care.
I'm going to exile you, you son of a biscuit.
Yeah, it's going to be stuff like that.
Yeah, that doesn't hold as much weight.
I know it doesn't, man. All right, take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Take care, everybody. a son of a bitch, cause I can't say that next week.
I also can't say fuck, cunt, asshole, bitch, motherfucker, dildo, dick spreading, cunt.
And you can't say shit.
Faster. Yeah, yeah, like after a while, I start repeating myself using the.
And you can't say, did you say motherfucker?
I don't know. I forget. Fuck. I know I said cunt like 3 times, though.
Next week is going to fucking suck.